Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Flute View Radio. This is Viviana Guzman for theflutview.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Viviana Guzman with The Flute View here in San Francisco, California. I'm going to bring on and welcome Fluter Scooter, who should be live now in L.A. Fluter, are you on?
Hey. Hi, Viviana.
Hey. How are you going?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to Flutes by the Sea in a week and a half now. And
talk
about
a week and
that
a half.
A little later.
Yes. I'm excited to have everybody here. I'm going to bring in Barbara Cecil, who is going to be here from New York City. Barbara, you are live.
Hi there. Hi, Viviana. Hi, Fluter.
Hello,
how
Barbara.
How is everyone doing?
Good.
Good, great. I'm finally back in New York City. Arrived home yesterday.
Wow, so, where have you been?
Yeah. Oh, in very beautiful Sandusky, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, and Cleveland, Ohio.
Awesome.
It's been my Midwest tour. It's been wonderful, and it's beautiful there in the summer.
So, awesome. And Fluter, what have you been up to?
I've been getting ready for NFA and launching some new products, which I will be announcing at NFA and also on all the social media very soon, not just flute bags. And I just joined Snapchat. Any listeners out there who know how to use Snapchat and want to call in, I still don't understand how to use it, but I'm actually going to be using it for doing some teasers for some new products for NFA and other Fluter Scooter things. So I'm excited because the samples will be ready actually tomorrow is Chinese time. So I'm excited to see them. I'm collaborating with a flutist on one of the flute bags, the new flute bags. All I'm saying about that is it's a man, and it's a man's bag, and it's a very masculine bag. So,
well, you guys
are
awesome.
Not saying who it is yet, but like I said, follow my Snapchat, and in the next month or so, it will be announced, and the bag will be shown, and you guys can all see it, and it will be available at NFA, among other things. And
yeah. Yeah, well, I'll friend you on Snapchat. I have an account, but I have no idea how to use it.
Me neither. But I'll get an account. I'll get an account and figure it out. Sounds good.
Well, that sounds awesome, Fluter. I'm getting ready to play down in L.A., actually. Next week I have a concert for the Music Teachers Association Convention, I think it is. I'll be at the Hilton, so I don't know if you'll be there, Fluter, next week. But I have a recital.
Downtown? Because I could come see you.
It's at the Hilton near the airport, I believe, and it's Yeah, I don't know. It'll be
so
fun. I'll
conference.
Be teaching and it's a conference. Yeah,
cool.
Very cool. And then we have Flutes by the Sea up here, which I'm getting the program ready as we speak, actually. So I'm excited to have Julien Boudemont and from France and Jane Rutter from Australia and Alice K. Dade from Missouri, and it's going to be fun. We have a lot of really fun people.
And Weissman Music will be selling Fluter Scooter bags since they're the Fluter Scooter dealer that will be in attendance. So if you want a Fluter Scooter bag and are coming to Flutes by the Sea or in the Bay Area, come check it out. And Dan Sharp from Palo Flutes will be there too, which I'm excited about.
That's right. And Alta Flutes will also be here showcasing flutes, and West Valley Music always has a booth as well, and Miyazawa. And the Flute View, it's also be sponsored by the Flute View. So there you
Yay.
Go.
Yay.
Okay, I think it's time to too. Like, so what's going on with the Flute View? Barbara, would you like to give us a little synopsis as to what we've been doing?
Well, the Flute View, it's very exciting. We have expanded. And today we are going to introduce all you listeners to our two new Flute View members, and they're going to tell you about themselves and about what they, what their contributions to Flute View are going to be. We've had a great spring. We had our high school competition and with three wonderful winners and a fourth audience favorite prize, and they were wonderful with really first class team of judges, Lady Jeannie Galway. Who else was it? Who can remember?
Alice Porter.
And Amy Porter, and they were kind and generous enough to lend their ears to listening to 18 young high school flutists. And boy, were they good. It wasn't all that easy, I don't think.
They were amazing.
The players were really, really good. I think we all listened to them. And
yeah,
you know, flute, upcoming flute is in good hands. The next generation is going to be wonderful.
Yes.
So that
was
really great. So, would you all like to meet our new Flute View members?
Ta-da! Okay. So I would like to let me bring on Amanda Cook. Dr. Amanda Cook, let me give you a little biography about her. She just completed her DMA degree at West Virginia University, where she held a graduate teaching assistantship through the School of Music. Prior to serving as a teaching assistant, she completed 2 years as a graduate fellow as a recipient of the Graduate Enrichment Fellowship and the University Provost Fellowship for Continuing Studies.
Whoa.
At WVU. She regularly performed with the Symphony Orchestra and Chamber Winds Ensemble. Dr. Amanda Cook maintains a unique, versatile, and active career as a flutist, educator, editor, writer, and music critic. Since 2011, she's served as the instructor of flute and music theater at the Performing Arts Institute of Wyoming Seminary, where she performs with the Festival Orchestra and teaches flute, music theory, and chamber music. Additionally, she is the author of Between the Ledger Lines, a blog for the modern flutist, associate editor of I Care If You Listen, a blog about new classical music, art, and technology, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the deputy editor of the Flute View magazine, a magazine for flutists by flutists, Amanda Cook. And you are live. Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Can you?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi,
Hi, Amanda.
Welcome.
So how's it going in Amanda Land? What are you up to these days, Dr. Cook?
I'm still getting used to the doctor title. It's a little bit strange, but very relieved to have finished school. That was a very long process in the making, 10 years of school. So ready to
Whoa.
Be done and ready to be on the other side of things, teaching, hopefully. But for now, I just got back from Cincinnati last weekend. I was covering the premiere of a new opera at Cincinnati Opera for I Care If You Listen. So that was very exciting. And I'm getting ready to go up to my summer festival, the Performing Arts Institute. It'll be my sixth summer up there. And I'll be heading up there in a couple of weeks to teach flute and theory and chamber music.
Cool. Where is
okay.
that?
Wonderful.
It's
awesome.
A little bit misleading. It's not in Wyoming. It's in the Wyoming Valley of Pennsylvania. So it's
I know where
Valley.
That is. I'm a Pennsylvania girl. I know exactly
yeah.
where Wyoming, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so northeast Pennsylvania.
Lovely. That's great, and it's a little easier to get to.
Than Wyoming, yes.
Yes. Oh, great. So what are plans, or your upcoming plans for next year?
Next year, as things stand right now, am going to still be based in Morgantown, West Virginia, and hopefully picking up some adjunct teaching and getting a new chamber music project off the ground. Still actively applying for jobs as they come up, but over the next year, I'll be looking for a full-time college teaching job.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great. Well, I'm sure it will come.
And what are your plans for the Flute View? You've been doing a fabulous job as the editor and bringing in some very interesting articles as well. So what is your vision for the Flute View?
I've really enjoyed working for the Flute View so far, and my goal is to just encourage more flutists to write and contribute. I think in my article that I wrote last month, I talked about how there's sort of a stigma, not just with flutists, but a lot of performers, about how, you know, we're performers, how can we compete with the more academic disciplines of music? But there really is a need for people to be writing from a performance-based background, and performers are able to offer a much different perspective than people who are in the academic disciplines. So I hope to encourage as many flutists as possible to contribute to the Flute View, because, as our website says, we are a magazine for flutists, but more importantly, by flutists.
Yes, mm-hmm, and right. We all have something good to share. You know, we all do our own thing, whether it be a chamber music project or a health and wellness issue. Actually, someone just wrote a comment about a focal dystonia question that they had on our site. So,
course, and I responded to it already.
Believe... Oh, cool. Very fast. Everyone can always leave comments on all of our articles. You know, if you're a member, you can go through the archives and see other things that flutists have written. And so, yes, Amanda,
feel encouraged by reading all of those articles by your fellow flute colleagues.
Exactly.
You know, feel not afraid to come on board.
And I feel like, especially with the online medium, it's so easy to share. It's easily visible. And so I think it provides a little bit more of a welcoming community than a print publication.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I think that was the whole, you know, vision was to create more community through the magazine. And so, Amanda, we're very happy to have you also really helping us expand even further our social media presence to build that community.
I never really saw myself as a social media manager, but I suppose you never quite know what you're going to find yourself doing.
We all have so many skills that turn out to be useful in different ways. And as the world keeps changing and moving so quickly, and we have to keep adjusting and using those skills even that we might have learned in music school to apply to all of these things. And Amanda, you are an excellent example of that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now teach us Snapchat.
Yeah,
my brothers will have to teach that to you. I know. It's the only way I can get my brothers to communicate with me. They're better at it than I am.
Oh, well, let's get them. Get Snapchat teachers. That's great.
That's too funny. Yeah, well, I guess that's why we wanted to recruit a younger members to the Flute View, because it's you guys who are very savvy with the new techniques out there and the new hot items. And so we are very excited to have you, Amanda, and Rachel, who's coming on in just a minute as well. But so Amanda, where are you living, and what do you do? What are you doing outside of the Flute View?
So I'm currently still living in Morgantown, West Virginia. I just finished up school here, and it's looking like for the next year, it's going to be the best place for me to be in order to have access to people and resources that will continue to expand and strengthen my application portfolio for jobs. Outside of the Flute View, I have been working on I Care If You Listen projects, and I have been doing just honestly relaxing after being in school for 10 years. That's mostly what I've been doing.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
great. It's pretty there in the summer, too.
Yeah, it's really nice, especially now that all of the cicadas are dead. We can actually go outside
good.
Again.
I know. I was just on Lake Erie, and they have these flies called mayflies.
Oh, yeah,
and,
those are
and,
bad, too.
Oh, it's horrible. There are so many of them, and they stick to everything. Not a Fallopia discussion, but, you know. They were really disgusting. We don't have them in New York.
Yeah.
Still never been to West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia is beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I've loved every place that I live. I've just been bouncing around from school to school, but no regrets so far.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, speaking of flies, I have a fly that I encountered in the southern part of Chile that is so huge. It's like 10 times bigger than a bumblebee, and they don't bite, but they are so enormous. Anyway, that's my little fly story. But
flies of the world.
I don't like flies,
flies
either.
Of the world.
Yeah. Especially mosquitoes.
Okay.
How will those?
I'd like to now introduce our other member, newest member of the Flute View. This is Rachel Hacker. She is a flutist and new music specialist. Let's see here. She is currently residing in the Cincinnati area, and she is a recent graduate of the New York University, where she studied with Robert Dick. She also holds a bachelor's degree in music performance from the Baldwin-Wallace University as a student of George Pope. Rachel has previously been employed as an adjunct instructor of flute at NYU. Her professional career as an emerging artist has led her down many unique paths. Rachel has played in rock bands, electroacoustic ensembles, and has participated in the premieres of numerous works. She enjoys playing on a Levitt Kingma system flute and the glissando head joint. Rachel aspires to continue her research on the Kingma flute system and to become a college professor. Rachel has written for the Flute View since 2013. Yes, indeed. Her poem, Flute in the City, was very well received. And Rachel is extremely excited to become a permanent staff member. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Rachel Hacker. You are now live. Welcome, Rachel.
Oh, hi, everyone. I feel like I've been, like, creeping in the background through this entire conversation, and it's just nice to finally talk. It's funny.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome,
hi,
Rachel.
Awesome. I just saw Barb.
So how's...
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I know.
In Ohio.
So how is it going, Rachel? What are you up to?
It's going awesome, you know. I, like Amanda, have just gotten out of school, and it's really interesting just being able to experience the world as an adult. You know, I'm a very philosophical person, and I'm a very well-rounded person in how I like to see my life move. You know, the quality of my life is always so important to me. But since I've been out of school, I've, you know, gotten the Flute View position, which I'm super excited about. Currently, I actually work a full-time job, which is saving me money to do a really cool musical entrepreneurial thing that I have kind of up my sleeve, maybe for the next year if I can afford it. I'm trying to buy a house, and I call it my Extended Techniques house, and I want to host like master classes at this huge old Victorian house near where I live and like invite college kids and high school kids to come out to it, you know, talk about all of my contemporary music work. So that's kind of the method behind the madness of the full-time job. But then I'm also going to the Netherlands in, let's see, that is late August, where I'm going to work with Eva Kingma and like meet her. And then I think Matthias Ziegler is going to be there with some Bustani is going to be there. Let's see, what else am I doing? I've got a recording project, all traditional rep, that's coming up here in September, and I'm going to do all music that's tonal, basically, which is a first. I'm on the sub list for a couple local orchestras here in the Cincinnati area, and one of them said, "You're really good, but I can't hear from your profile, your SoundCloud profile, what else you can do." So I said, you know, they're kind of right. So I'm recording some stuff that I've always wanted to do, which is Bach E minor, and then Sancan Sonatine and the Franck Sonata. And I have this awesome pianist from CCM who I'm going to be doing that collaboration project with.
Great.
Very cool, Rachel.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's really great.
I like the idea of the Extended Techniques house. As long as there's an airbed for me, I'll be there.
Yeah.
We're all coming to Cincinnati. This is a real bed.
I'm gonna come to
Cincinnati now. That sounds really awesome. That's a great idea.
I thought to myself, I'm glad you guys like it, because I thought to myself, man, I live in this little farm town. What am I going to do? I need to move somewhere. I've got to go somewhere. And then I thought, no, I'm going to bring it to me. They're coming to me.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that was kind
Rachel,
of the mentality
that's
a, I've had.
That's exactly what I do with Flutes by the Sea. I bring everybody to Half Moon Bay, California. So you're on the right track.
Great. Yeah. It's a good track. It's good thinking.
Oh, yeah. I'm close to lots of interstates, too. I'm by Interstate 71, which goes all over, 75, which goes from Florida to Michigan, and then 74, which cuts across Indiana and goes all kinds of places. I'm about 40 minutes from 70. Like, there's stuff that is within distance.
Plus,
so,
I mean, there's a lot of music stuff really happening in Ohio and Michigan.
Yeah,
there is
yeah.
so much going on, which I discovered on this last trip because I spent like a week in Cleveland poking around. And
well, you guys just played together, right?
We played together. The Green Golly Project has been working with the Fireland Symphony in Sandusky, Ohio. In April, we did 10 school outreach performances, and we started to launch our curriculum. And in June, we opened for their summer season. Their kids, they have a children's concert a summer. And we were it. And what they decided to do was to create a great big flute choir for Green Golly, made up of the flutists in the Fireland Symphony and local flutists. And so we invited Rachel because she's only 3 hours away.
That's local.
You know, so it was great, right? Rachel came, and she came. Her parents came too, and it was a whole fun weekend.
Oh, that was a delightful weekend. You know, we hung out by the pier. I went to the beach and collected rocks and shells, and you know, it was just so delightful. Well, that little town of Sandusky and Huron.
It was
Rachel. We only have a couple minutes left, so I'm sorry to barge in here, but I just wanted to ask Rachel and get back to the Flute View and Rachel, and just ask you in 3 short minutes, tell us what you're planning to do with us at the Flute View as the features editor.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. So one thing, I am very much into equality for everybody, and I think the Flute View is such an awesome outlet to express the equality in everybody. And we ask, you know, who is a flutist?
2016, that can be anybody. Anybody can be a flutist. You don't have to look a certain way, act a certain way, dress a certain way. And I think to promote that inclusiveness through what I do, which is kind of like this content coordinator, I go find stories through all of my different friends. I make new friends. Just the other day, I saw something on one of the pages about like a flutist and a life coach, and I sent her a message saying, write something for the Flute View. And she said, okay. So when I get off of here, I'm going to send her an email and be like, do things. So I just love being able to reach out to all of my friends and just see what their experiences are. You know, there's a lot of great stories right under our nose right now that aren't being told. And there's a, I like the more emotional side, I guess you could say, of hearing people's lives through the flute, because I think our lives influence our flute playing so much. You know, I think just a quick example is working in the call center right now for my full-time job. You'd think call center, what's that have to do with flute? But I love listening to all the different voices and all their tone colors come in. I talk to about 400 people from around the world today, or every day at work.
Wow.
And it's fascinating to hear how they articulate things, how they talk about things. And I think about it in this kind of musical, conversational sense. Then you pick up something like the Berio Sequenza, and you have that conversational part. And it just it's very interesting to see how that all progresses. So I think with the Flute View, just hearing what everyone's doing, everything unique, every struggle, it doesn't have to be pretty all the time. And I think that's what I like about being the content editor. You know, talk about what people really are going through. Don't talk about the perfect parts. Talk about everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That sounds great.
Great. We look forward to a lot of great articles. It's a great philosophy of gathering.
And the videos,
so all of you.
The videos you've done are awesome, too, highlighting the King Assistant Flute and interviewing everyone from around the world. Go to YouTube. They're on our channel. Check them out. Actually, you did one last week with Luke Pinella from Weissman Music on padding techniques, which is one of their sponsored Facebook stories, the video.
Yeah.
So
I
check
had a
that
blast
out. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. That was fun.
Yeah, so check it all out now, podcasts, videos, new articles. Please write to us, say hello to us, ask us questions, and just join
We welcome
in.
Your
it's
articles.
Fun. We do.
Yes,
we do welcome your
oh,
articles. I'll chime in with that because I'm the content coordinator.
Talk to Rachel.
Talk to me.
Yes.
I don't bite.
And I'll just jump
in here too
and say that as, you know, as someone who has been working in an editorial role for a couple of years now, if it's your first time trying to break into writing, it's not something to be intimidated by. And I think we would all be happy to help anyone who's considering contributing to a magazine for the first time. We would all be willing to help out and offer advice and feedback. So just don't be afraid to write into us.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
Well, I have just been given the 90-second warning, so I think we're going to just wrap this up now. I want to say thank you for Amanda and Rachel for joining us this afternoon. And this link will be available on iTunes, so check it out. Subscribe to our podcast channel on iTunes if you are an iTunes Apple user. And I look forward to this new era with the Flute View.
So do I. We welcome you all. Thank you, Viviana, for setting up this wonderful podcast today.
Podcast,
yeah. Cool.
My pleasure. I think we have a couple new guests. So we're going to try to do this at least once a month, if not twice a month. So look out for our upcoming podcasts in the future. So we have 30 seconds. Bye, Fluter. Goodbye, Barbara. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yes. Goodbye, Rachel.
Bye,
Bye. Come to the Fluter Scooter booth at NFA, number 702, across from the world. Bye,
guys. That's it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.